And then, independent upon that, there arises a purely mental, a purely spiritual, if you like, happiness, which we call sukha. Sukha has got various meanings in Buddhism. It means pleasant bodily feeling. It also means all pleasurable emotions or happiness, either hedonic or spiritual. But here, sukha means the feeling of intense happiness which wells up, as it were, within one when bodily awareness is transcended. When, as it were, the experience of psychophysical rapture or ecstasy is refined, the physical side is refined away, the nervous side or nervous system side is refined away, and a purely mental or spiritual experience of bliss or happiness is left, which wells up, as it were, of itself, without any sort of physical or nervous repercussions. So in this way we say that in dependence upon prasaddhi, in dependence upon that calm and tranquility consisting in the calming down or the pacification of the physical side of the psychophysical rapture, there arises sukha, a feeling and experience of pure spiritual happiness. Now, the characteristic of happiness is stability. If one is really happy, one has got no desire to move on to something else. When you are happy in anything, if, for instance, you are perfectly happy sitting and talking with someone, you don't start thinking about going and talking to somebody else. If you're perfectly happy with the house you've got, you don't start thinking of another house. And so on. So the characteristic of happiness is stability. Most people, as you know, are not stable. And they're not stable because they're frustrated, because they're not happy, in a word. They're always wanting to move on to something else. They always want change. They always want variety. Variety is the spice of life, as they say. Most people try to make it the salt of life because they're not really happy. The characteristic of happiness is stability. As it were, satisfaction with what one has. If one is really happy with something, one doesn't want to change it. One doesn't want to go on to something else. The mere fact that so often we want to go on to something else means just that we are not happy. So, when one is happy, when one experiences true spiritual happiness, there's no desire to move on to something else. Now, if one has experienced this, if one rather hasn't experienced this, one really won't know what is being talked about. One just won't understand. Because one's whole life, as I've said, is usually just a process of moving on or trying to move on to something else, some other experience, because one isn't happy with the present experience. But very, very rarely it does come to one that one is completely happy with and therefore completely immersed in some experience. Very rarely anything mundane, more usually something spiritual. So as I've said, there's no desire to move on to anything else. And that means that the mind naturally becomes one-pointed. When you're happy with something and in something, you become absorbed in it more and more and more and more. In this way, the whole mind, the whole being, one can say, becomes concentrated, one-pointed, out of one's experience of happiness.